Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
This monster, yo, you know what I'm saying? We end up dealing with Nala, you know what I'm saying? Doing what we do best, baby, you know what I'm saying? Myself and 2-3 Moolah. Ooh-wee. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, you know it's 2-3 when you hear that. Free Monster Yo to Monster Yo Free. You hear me? You know we in the den with Nala.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl Nala, and you're sitting in the den right now. It's bright and early right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're on Power 904, as always, with your favorite host. Listen, we're doing an update today. We got two of our favorite people right here. I got my boy Monster Yo back in the building. We got 2-3 Moolah back in the building. So we're doing big things right now. And we doing an update because, you know, I always keep an update on what's going on with my people because I like to keep in touch. So my first question for you guys is what I want you to do is, can you share some of the upcoming projects or collaborations that you guys have been working on since the last interview?
Oh, man, absolutely. Absolutely. So my last collaboration was with Snoop, you know, and that's blowing up right now. Myself, Snoop, and Murder
Over
Rule.
Over 200,000 views. You feel me, straight?
We have 400,000 on Spotify.
Oh, excuse me.
400,000, you know what I'm saying? You know? On my own. On my own. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know, from a prison cell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that part, you know what I'm saying?
Beyond that, one of my best collaborations that I've done that the world ain't even heard yet is with myself and 2-3 Moolah, and we're about to surprise y'all because it's called Like Hobo. And one of the things that I'm glad that he did was he brought this to us. You know, this is about his cousin and, you know, one of my day ones. And it was just an honor to be able to honor my loved one and his family. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, Like Hobo's about to take over the planet. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I've been doing. I have a few more collaborations in the works, in the archives as well. But right now, those are my main focus. You know, the one that's already dropped with myself and Snoop, and this one with 2-3 Moolah. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we doing our thing, and you know, we going hard. And what I love about 2-3 Moolah is that, you know, the way he challenges you. You know, he don't let you have step. You know what I'm saying? Whether he respects you or not, he don't let you have step. What he do is he pushes you to that next level. And all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, stepping outside of the matrix and reshaping your own world. You know, he know what he did. He know what he did to me.
Hey man, you know what you did. You know what you did, bro. You know what you did, Jimmy.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I rewrote that shit. I'll be back and rewrote some shit.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
What's the name of the song that you guys gonna be dropping?
Like Hobo.
Like what?
Like Hobo.
Like Hobo.
Yeah.
Go check him out, Mr. City by the Sea, the ghetto bastard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So Hobo is like a real legend in my city, you know, and so in our city. And so you know, he went from one extreme to the next, and his next extreme was, you know, all positivity and everything else. But for the most part, he was a beast, you know, in his own way. He was a beast, you know, and so, you know,
he was unfuckable.
Yeah, you look at him, you be like, you? You know what I'm saying? You look at him, are you serious? Yeah.
Third eye rider.
I'm telling you, man, you know, you tap into that third eye, that pineal gland, and do something to you. I'm just saying.
Okay. So how do you guys find yourselves balancing your personal and your professional life?
That's a good question. I'm going to let you go with that first, little brother.
Just, I wear many hats. So just with that alone being said, you know what I'm saying? To manage my personal life from my music life, from working, from being a father, to being a son, a brother, uncle, you know what I'm saying? It's many hats I wear. So I just manage, you know what I'm saying? It's like money management, you know what I'm saying? I just manage it, you know what I'm saying? And I think I do a damn good job at it. Shit.
Absolutely. For myself, you know, I'm on cruise control. You know, I'm good when I'm working. And so if I'm always having something to do, I'm at my best. It's when I don't have nothing to do, when I lose my focus and I start to go backwards. And so, like, for me, I'm the type of person, I need a lot of things happening all at the same time. And it keeps that momentum going, you know. So I'm a counselor to so many people. I'm a motivational speaker to so many people. You know, I'm making sure the businesses are on point, you know. I'm fixing all the problems, you know. There's just so many things that I'm doing all at once, you know. So there's never something that I'm not doing. Monday through Friday, I work from 7:30 to 3 o'clock. Then the minute I get off work, I start my other job, which is my music career. And then as well as my side jobs and everything else. So for me, it's never a day that I'm not working. There's never a time that I'm not working. I'm always working, you know, and it's not just about me. It's about, you know, our team, our family, our community, you know. And so, you know, I don't care if it's 3 in the morning, if my brother calls me up and says, I need to talk to you, I'm going to answer that call, and we're going to talk until 3 the next morning. I don't care, you know, because he's a priority, you know, and that's just like everybody else in our team, you know, and everybody keeps each other working. That's, you know, they say it, an idle mind is a devil's workshop, where our minds are never idle, because we're always working. And so for myself, that's how I manage. I have to be working 24/7.
Agreed. And an idle mind is the devil's playground. That's
well. Absolutely.
I like to always stay busy myself. I work a full 9 to 5. I'm podcasting. You know, I'm always, but as soon as I sit still, it's like my mind just starts going crazy. Like,
I'm just saying though, right?
With me. Okay. So what role does networking play in your careers?
Networking is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ain't networking, you ain't networking, you ain't working.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You can't succeed in this business without networking. You know, the reality is that individuals, they think that all they need is their talent and that's it and they'll be okay. That's a lie. You know, you can be the coldest lyricist in the world, and if you do not have a good networking system, a good team, you're gonna fail. You're gonna fall short every time, unless you get lucky and get that lucky break. And for the most part, you would be that 1%. And so are you gonna risk being that 1%? No, not at all. You want to be that individual that has a greater percentile chance of, you know, actually get succeeding. And it's all about that network. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know what I'm saying? It's about making those connections. It's about tapping into who you need to tap into. It's about, you know, crossing those lines. You know, you might deal with somebody that you probably normally wouldn't even deal with, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's not about you and you not dealing with this individual. It's about you, you know, creating an opportunity, not just for yourself, but for the next individual within your camp, you know what I'm saying? Or the next individual that's coming up, you know, they may need your assistance on getting to that next level. So networking is everything, everything.
It is. And same way when it comes to my podcast, and if people invite me out, I always sit back and be like, what's my purpose for even stepping out? Like, what? Like, I'm not just going to come and hang out. Like, I have to review what type of people are going to be in the crowd. You know, like, I'm going to work when I get there. So what's my purpose of even showing up? So yeah, I get it when it comes to networking, because I got a network. What is it? Your net worth is your network.
Come on now, you feel me? You know, I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy because I have a strong team. We are all wealthy because we have a strong team. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, we can all rely on each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's a fact. And you if you ever have to question whether or not you can rely on your own or not, then they don't need to be on your team. Straight up. Like, straight up. You know, the minute I start questioning, the minute I feel like someone is devaluing or demoting people within our circle, I'm stepping back. I don't play that. We are all kings and queens at this table. There's enough food for everybody to eat. So we all eating the same meal. Just because you do it your way doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. So I respect your process, you know? And so my mentality is that, you know, I'm here to build with my equals. And see, that's a hard thing to do because a lot of people feel like, well, I'm more superior in this field. Well, come on, man. You're superior because they helped you become superior. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're superior because you helped them to become superior. So we're all equals in some form or fashion within this inner circle.
If you're that superior, you need somebody else. That's what you got there for.
Speak on it, Mac Dime. Speak on it.
Can you share any success stories or testimonials from people that you work with?
Let's say that again.
Do you guys have any like success stories or any like big testimonies of people that you work with?
Hey, big bro, because I don't know how to put it in words, but you know the situation that I told you, you feel me, where you're saying, where we really came together as a community, you feel me? And
are you talking about at the event?
That too, but I was talking about when I sent you that in the DM, and I was like, you know what I'm saying, the homegirl looking for, you know what I'm saying, her peoples.
Oh, okay. So you know what? Yeah, we did. We do have a success story. So there was a little girl that was missing. She was 14 years old. And, you know, she ended up, you know, getting in a situation to where, you know, she, you know, decided to run off with this other kid that was 16. And so, everybody started reaching out, you know. Her father, I knew her father, her stepfather, personally, we had done business together, you know, My little bro Moolah, 2-3 Moolah, he reached out saying that the same lady, her mother reached out to him as well. And so it was like one of those things where, you know, this girl needed to come home. You know what I'm saying? And so lo and behold, I made a few phone calls, you know, found her within two hours and had her home the next day. You know, and that's what community is all about. You know, we came together as a community and we got this little girl home, you know, and this is what we do. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can be in prison. You can be somewhere in Timbuktu. You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of how you push and how you navigate your life in the way that God intended. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes the most sense, you know? And so, you know, we're pushing in the right direction when it comes to just coming together as a community, you know, and just working together. To me, that was one of our biggest flex, you know, finding that little girl. You know, that was, for me, that warmed my heart, you know, just to know that, you know, this family had their little girl safe and sound in her back in the home under the roof, you know what I'm saying? Not where she was. And so that was a blessing to me.
That is an amazing story. Because how many of these are being found right now? So
that's a fact.
Oh, just part of a story and nobody's really looking for them. So that's an amazing story for you guys. And community work.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So I want to talk a little bit about something. You mentioned some things earlier when I talked about, you know, you balancing your personal life and professional life. You know, we support mental health. I can't go without talking about it because it's an everyday thing that we all deal with. You know, we've talked about it before on our interviews, but can you reiterate on some things about mental health? Like, how do you find yourselves? I know we say we got to stay busy. You know, we got to keep moving, but there's still that my space that we have to take for our mental health. How can we help others as well when we feel like, don't take the idle time and let the devil play with your mind?
Well, if I could speak on it, you know, I suffer from bipolar depression, so anxiety, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, with me, it's more of just letting it out, finding somebody that you can confide in and talk to, and really like being able to open up and not have that feeling of being judged after or nothing like this. And somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, opinion is very valued. You know what I'm saying? You can't just open up to anybody. I would just say let it out in a different manner, because I don't want nobody to take that the wrong way. But when I say let it out, they're like, oh, well, 2-3-1, I thought we'd let it out. Like, nah, not like that. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, conversate, like, or, you know, shed tears if need be. Like, it's just, but don't, no negative, just let it out the best way you can in a positive manner.
I like that answer. I do like that answer. I'm going to say for myself, well, first, I'm going to let y'all know that I actually have a degree in psychology. One of the reasons why I end up majoring in psychology is because I went through a lot of trauma in my upbringing. And throughout my development in my later years, I found the residual of the trauma still affecting me. And so I had to ask myself, why is this still affecting me? And so once I started really exploring that, a lot of stuff started to change, you know? And so I'm a strong believer in talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to answer these questions within yourself. You know, I think that the best teacher when it comes to you is you. You have all the answers within. And so when you're going through some type of stressors, when you're going through the self-doubt, you have to get to the root of it. Why do I feel this way? What has affected me? Why did I Why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling inept? Why am I feeling that I can't cut it? Why am I feeling like I'm not succeeding? Why am I feeling like I'm less than when I know I've accomplished all this stuff in my life? Well, I mean, the reality is that it has nothing to do with you per se. A lot of times it's that external trauma throughout your lifetime, whether it's somebody who affected you that you trusted and has now imprinted inside your mind, you know, his or her we'll say ills upon you, you know what I'm saying? And so, excuse me, and so, and et cetera, you know, and so for me, you know, I look within, you know, when I'm feeling some type of way, I ask myself, what's going on with you? Stop playing games. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like you don't know, because a lot of times we get comfortable with, I don't know why, I don't know, why is this happening? No, you know why, you know, and stop running from it. You know, we so bold and everything else. If somebody come up and challenge us, we ready to fight the world. You know what I'm saying? If there's a business meeting and we're trying to get in, we come in aggressive. But when it comes to ourselves, we all soft. That, you know, it's not supposed to work like that. I mean, we come in hard with ourselves. You know, so when you're going through something, you man up. You know, man, I'm feeling weird. I'm feeling like I can't cut it. Well, why are you feeling you can't cut it? You know, because of this, man, cut that out. You better than this. Look at you, man. You done did this. Man, look at your life. Man, there's people out in the Sudan that ain't got nothing, living in dirt. Get out of here. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I push, you know? And so I'm always reminded that, you know, the answers are within. All the answers are within when it comes to mental health, you know, and you have to be willing to embrace it and accept it. And you can't keep going with the why, because you'll come up with it. It's not going to lead anywhere. If you want solutions, you have to be willing to accept the answers that you have given to yourself. Otherwise, you'll never be healed.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's the healing process. Okay. So I like that. So we're going to take a mental break right now. So I'm going to pull my wild card right here in the den. Y'all know I got a wild card.
Okay.
So the wild card for you guys today is, I'm not going to do a 16 bar challenge because I know that we move on to a 16 bar challenge. So what I'm going to do is I want you guys to create a world of people and give me a title of a storyline. If you could have any people around you, right, to play you in a movie, who would it be, and what would the title of the movie be?
Okay, so I already have one person that's already committed to playing me, named Anthony Durrell. He's on that one show on NBC. He's been in. He's a talented singer, rapper. He's vicious. We look almost alike. He looks like a younger version of me with a bigger head, you know. Yeah. And so, and I'm saying that, Anthony, because I want you to hear this. You have a bigger head than me. That's all I gotta say, you know. But you know, he's an extraordinary talent, man. And you know, we've had conversations, and that when I do get out of here, he's going to be the one person that's going to play me, my younger self. The title of the movie, or you know, the title of the movie would probably be, that's a great question. I am not defeated. You know, and the reason why I say that is because, you know, my life really started when I spent that 17 years of solitary confinement. You know, I had never been forced to face myself until that time. You know, when you spend 17 years in solitary confinement, something starts to take place. Something starts to really affect you, you know? And so your mental goes through so many psychological readjustments, and you don't even realize how vicious your mind is, because your mind can adapt to anything, anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you're in a domestic violence situation, all of a sudden, here it is, you're a strong individual. You never in a million years would think that you could accept that domestic violence situation. Yet you stay in the relationship. You stay, you keep justifying that this individual is this, this individual is that. And you know this is wrong, but your mind has literally psyched itself out to say, you know what, I'm strong enough to endure this, even though you shouldn't be enduring this. You know what I'm saying? That's how the mental works. So here it is in solitary confinement. It's like a domestic violence situation. You're living in a home that is abusing you every day. You know what I'm saying? And you start to justify it. You start to adapt to it. It becomes your new normal. And that's and then you start to develop a sense of Stockholm syndrome. You start to think that this is the way the way that the world is, you know. And so, you know, it's a cold thing, you know. But yeah, it's a cold thing, man. Okay. Oh, and by the way, it's 2-3 moolah, baby. That's all I gotta say.
I was coming for him. Trying to skip the question.
Oh. Man, so who will play me in the movie? My son, of course, you know what I'm talking about. He just know my mannerisms, you know what I'm saying? He know how I step, how, you know, how I act like, you know. You know what I mean? He know me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he been watching me his whole life, so. You feel what I'm saying? Who better to play me than somebody that's been watching me their whole life? The title? I don't know. Probably the title probably be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like no one knows me best but me. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one nobody know me better than him. No one know me best with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm really, like, man, I'm not even out of this realm. You feel me? I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, so let's wheel them back in. So what is one of the biggest challenges you guys see facing in the industry in the future?
Wait, ask that again.
What is one of the biggest challenges that you guys see facing our industry right now in the future?
Oh, like what is like like something that we facing, like a challenge that we face?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since me and bro just been working, like I think the most challenge is like people scared to reach back. You feel me? Like they it's like they intimidated or something. But you don't even need to be, like, you know what I'm saying? I know it's like Suge and Pac all over again, but you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be intimidated, like, you know what I'm saying? We just come to, you know what I'm saying, to showcase our talent, you feel me, and tell our story. You know what I'm saying? And give y'all this stuff talk.
Straight up, you know, and I'm glad you said that, little brother, you know, and that is true, though. One of the biggest challenges that we do face is that it seems like a lot of individuals are intimidated by what we do. You know, we're doing things that has never been done, you know, on so many levels. And so I've reached out to so many individuals who I might even talk to on a regular basis and try to merge, and, you know, just certain, you know, businesses, and they were like, you know, they'll say yeah, or they may not even say anything at all, you know. And I think once they hear Moolah, it's like, I'm not gonna go against this dude. You know, they're used to the mediocre. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they love the mediocre, because the mediocre, they can conquer the track. They ain't got to worry about the challenge, et cetera. You know, but when you're dealing with somebody that's equally yoked, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're forced to step up. A lot of these hip hop artists, you know, they've reached a point in their career that they're not really trying to write as hard as they used to. They don't have the passion no more. And so when you have someone that still has that passion, you have to really show up. So you just can't write, you know what I'm saying? You know, the cat in the hat went to the pat, you know, that. Nah, you got to really speak your metaphors. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, that green eggs and ham, you know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't doing no Dr. Seuss, you know? And so with that said, you know, excuse me, with that said, that's one of the challenges. You know, another challenge that I've come to see is that, you know, every now and then people have this sort of prejudice, you know, towards just certain, I don't know, just how we look. They see our look, and they see our, you know, they see our swag, and they immediately think we're nothing but thugs. They have no idea that we're businessmen, that we're professionals, that this is an entertainment. This is a career. You know what I'm saying? And so we, like Monster Yo, Monster Yo is not no thug. Monster Yo is an entertainer that's getting on stage or performing and putting out music, and he's a businessman and et cetera. Monster Yo is not no creature of habit when it comes to the streets. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people get that caught up in their minds that, oh, the name Monster Yo is intimidating, and, you know, I don't think I want to work with somebody like him. Man, get the hell out of here, man. You go talk to me. The minute you talk to me, you're gonna realize, you know, you were seriously mistaken. You know what I'm saying? Right. 2-3 Moolah. The minute you talk to him, you're gonna realize that you were mistaken. You know, the man is a young genius. You know what I'm saying? You know, right. And so at the end of the day, you know, that's just some of the challenges.
Okay, so I think. Well, I've already asked 2-3 Moolah how he came up with his name. So everybody, if you want to know how he did that, you got to go back to part one. But Monster Yo, I don't think I ever came to ask you, how did you get to the name Yo?
Okay, so my original name from the streets is Big Monster Yo-Yo Dog. And so they call me Yo-Yo. You know, I was a big old youngster. You know, at 16, I had 19-inch arms. You know what I'm saying? And I was huge, you know? And so, I became a legend in them streets, you know? And so, and unfortunately, you know, it's not something that I glorify anymore. You know, when I was younger, I did, you know, but when I decided to get into this industry, I realized that I couldn't just use my street name, because it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? You know? And so I just, you know, cut it short and just put Monster Yo, you know, and I knew everybody knew me from that. They would know who that is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it was. You know, and like I said, for Monster Yo, what that is it's an entertainment name. You know, the Monster Yo and the Monster Yo-Yo is two different people. The Monster Yo-Yo was a beast. You know what I'm saying? He was a savage. He was relentless. You know, the Monster Yo, he's an entertainer. He's an individual that's helping people. You know, he's an individual that's striving to do better. You know, he wants to see his brother 2-3 Moolah succeed and exceed him to that next level. You know what I'm saying? He wants to see everybody around him in his inner circle shine brightly, you know, as much as he can. You know, he's an educator. You know what I'm saying? He's a warrior for change. You know, that's what Monster Yo is all about.
That's what's up. Okay. I agree with you on the name changes and keeping them separate. You know, I started out as just a lioness within itself, so I had to take lioness and separate that into Nala, because Nala is a softer person than the lion is what.
Oh, I see the beast in you, girl. You got the Lord, heaven, and Father.
Okay. So, how do you feel technology has impacted our field right now?
What, said it again?
How do you guys feel or think that technology has impacted our field?
Oh, technology?
How do you think that, how do you feel like it's, you know, impacted us?
I mean, it's like hand in hand, like, because in good ways and bad ways, like, you know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, like, and you know, I'm just going to leave it there. I ain't even going to get too deep in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just 50-50 to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that some things is needed. But then, you know, some things just ain't needed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I mean? Like, you know, we still people of this earth, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, all this 24-hour watching, you know, you ain't even comfortable in your own home. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They're able to tap into everything and all types and all that. You know what I'm saying? And expose what's going on in your household, like, type, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, but at the end of the day, it's just like, you feel me? Like, you know, it just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, shit. Man, you better get in the books. You know? Fuck the technology, man. You hit the books. That's where it's at, man. Okay. To all the young people out there, you feel me? You hit them books, you feel me? They got books out there, you feel me, that they can't destroy.
I think that technology has advanced us to the next level. You know, to the point to where, just like Lil Bro said, we can do a lot just from your own phone, you know, and if you really pay attention to what you have a freaking gold mine at the palm of your hands, you know. And so, you know, whether you want to perform, I did my first performance, you know what I'm saying, on stage, you know what I'm saying, at my own event, the Free Monster Yo Tour, you know what I'm saying. Mind you, I ain't never performed a day in my life, right? And was able to do my own performance. You know what I'm saying? And so that was a blessing right there. You know, and then when you think about the AI and, you know, the holograms and everything else, now you can be across the globe performing with other performers, you know, through hologram, you know what I'm saying? Through AI, through some type of technology. I think that's genius in itself. I do agree that you still need to be in them books as well. You know, them books, they hit different, you know. But at the end of the day, technology has just advanced us to a whole nother level, man. And I'm loving it, you know. Yeah, I'm telling you, I would have never gotten to the point that I've gotten to had it not been for technology.
Right. Okay. Okay, I was just doing an interview the other day with a great friend of mine out in Cali, and that's something we talked about as far as, you know, like, with technology, especially social media, because she was saying some things about, you know, contacting me or whatever, you know, and she was like, you know, it took me a minute to respond, and I'm like, I don't be in my DM like that. Like, you gotta call me, you gotta text me, like, don't just be in my messages trying to like, you know. And I feel like so many people are caught up on social media is one big thing. Like, that's their way of communicating. And that's not my only way. I'm very old school. If it's about business, then call my phone. Like, don't DM me.
No. I hear you.
Like,
you
call
know.
Me. If we trying to work together, like, call my phone. Y'all can call me. Because I don't be like, call me and be like, hey Nala, you know what's going on? I hit you up 24 hours ago. You know, you still breathing over there, like.
No, that's true though. Technology. It keeps us dissociates us from our humanity as well. You got to realize that through technology, we don't need to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? And so if you notice in this today's culture, you know, there's a lot of antisocial behavior. There's people that really don't know how to explain themselves, or, you know, articulate themselves or elaborate on things. They don't have the wordplay, and they don't have the ability to, you know, really just have a normal conversation. You know, this is why they utilize abbreviations and everything else. You know, I remember a while ago, a female that I was interested in, she was like, "It's you're something different because you actually know how to articulate yourself." She said that, you know, everything that you say, it brings a vivid, clear picture in my mind of what you're feeling and what you're expressing. And in my head, I was sitting back thinking like, damn, like dudes are not talking to you like this, you know, because I know what if somebody's talking to me, I want to see things in my head. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, but that's how it is these days. People don't know how to articulate themselves because, you know, the technology, it's just a text, a quick text. And that's not a conversation. That's just a few words put together. You know what I'm saying? Just passing up time. You know, I want you to get real talk. I want you to know what I'm talking about. You know,
I need to talk.
Straight up.
And it's the thing that our kids is love.
My bro.
Well, I was out with someone and, you know, they were like, "Oh, with kids outside playing." I'm like, "Yeah, that's, we don't see that. You know, a lot of kids don't even go outside and play. Where I'm from, I had to be outside and, you know, couldn't come back in the house until, you know, the street light." See that no more.
What? You couldn't even come in for no water. You better hit that water hose.
Back in the day.
That water hose. Money gonna be big mama ain't playing all that running in and out of her house. I'm gonna close my front door.
Okay. So.
Letting all my good air out.
Oh, that's what they say. And once you go out, I'm locking my door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my last wild card for you guys today is, because I'm about to let you guys go so we can go on with our day. My last wild card for each one of you is, describe a typical day in your industry. What steps does Monster Yo, or what steps does 2-3 Moolah go through on a day of creating music?
Okay, well, I'm going to start this one. You know, it depends on the beat. So I let the beat speak to me. If the beat is garbage, I take a long time to put together a track because it's like a waste of my time. And it's like, why did you just send me this? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like it's so disrespectful, right? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know. And it's kind of like one of my passive aggressive, you know, approach to certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you seriously, you know, gonna put me through this? You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta, and I'm gonna embarrass you. Real talk. And I'm gonna embarrass you on your own track. Speaking of hobo, he just got at me too. That's funny. But I'm gonna embarrass you on your own track. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know. And that's usually the case. But if it's a hard beat.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Nala, right here from Nala's Den. And you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Track, boy. Teezy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I spend it twice a night. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not
dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Junkies mad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter, fulfilling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got a gagging on these nuts. When I hit
from the back, she like, ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out, Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. We like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with Jermaine, they ain't chilling. Poolside, Vegas, my chain ain't chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Hear a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chattering. We come from a different club. Yeah. Yo, stitching this bitch made. Yo, focus is getting pussy. Yeah. My focus is getting paid. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves while I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it'll get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. Wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait until I get to kiss you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to love you. But wait, bye, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No,
this thing can't keep us apart. No, no.
All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Campaign, and we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I'm about to run your time, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I pack your bags, fuck the hoe and pull her skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they still in captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold. See me with an actress in the backseat up in Soho. You can hit me if you need it, know I got it for the Lolo. And we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. That's how I play. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want.
No.
Bitch, watch what you say to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. A leader of my life, ain't no middle man to me. Deals in the making, I knew this what the plan to be. If we took a fact, I don't like my women friends. Niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real men, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real men, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas.
Indie.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up at houses, he sharing with roach. But bread in the pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, his better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house and police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going old. They shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stack in the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping their pocket, I need air dollars. Nigga, all profit, pray to God. Got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain when I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game, tell my nigga that I got him, yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing,
No other race could survive. They panics and slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we owned and dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, started to say this shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, welfare, now the family breakup, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't. But then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree. Know that greatness in you. You don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence. Fuck what they telling you. Corona's in grenadine. I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. Crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.